This place is beautiful.
Yes, I love it here. Religion in Japan has a very long history and is complicated. The indigenous religions and introduced religions like Buddhism have mixed together. It's hard to tell sometimes what is what, but I will try my best to explain it to you.
Sure, I'm very interested in learning more.
First, I'll show you how we worship, and then I will explain more about Kamisama and Shinto. After that, I will tell you about the buildings and other things you can see here.
Okay, how do you worship?
There are a few different variations, but I'll show you a common way. This big wooden box with a roof on it,
yeah,
here, in front of the shrine, is an offering box. First, we throw a 5-yen coin into it. Here. Here's a 5-yen.
Oh, thanks. Why 5-yen coin?
It's an offering to the Kamisama. In Japanese, 5-yen is goen. Goen also means respectful relationship, so it's a little bit of a play on words. Now, let's stand in front of the entrance to the building facing it.
Can we go inside?
No. It's only used for special ceremonies. Okay, now, bow deeply twice.
Bow twice.
Okay, now clap with your hands in front of your chest twice.
Like this?
Right. And make a wish. Now, bow once more. That's it.
That was easy. You've been talking about Kamisama a few times now. I'm sorry, but I don't know what that means.
That's a very good question. Kamisama is tough to describe because it's different than most religions. Kami is a sacred spirit that we worship in the Japanese religion Shinto. Sama is a suffix that means respect, so we say Kamisama. There are many different kinds of Kamisama, phenomena such as growth, fertility, and production. Natural things like wind, thunder, sun, rivers, trees, mountains, rocks, and waterfalls are also Kamisama, as well as animals like the fox and snakes. Ancestor spirits are also Kamisama, like national heroes or noble families. The idea of a Kamisama is actually difficult to explain even for Japanese.
Really? Even for Japanese?
Yeah, Shinto is more than a religious faith. It's a communal way of living. Unlike some other religions, there's no founder, no absolute god or creator, and no formal scriptures. Although historical records do talk about Shinto and Kamisama.
No founder, no number one god, no scriptures.
Yeah, in fact, Shinto didn't even have a name until other religions started to come into Japan. It was just a way of life. All of the Kamisama have special characteristics, and they all work together in harmony for the good of the world.
Wow.
Look inside. You can see a building behind this one. Inside is the Kamisama. All of the buildings behind the fence have Kamisama inside.
How many Kamisama are there?
6. The main one here is Izanami no Mikoto. Giving offerings to the kami is very important. Every morning and evening, the local priest gives an offering of rice, sake, Japanese rice wine, salt, and water. You can see them on the small stands. In the middle is a mirror.
Oh, I see them on the small wooden stands there. Is that mirror a Kamisama?
No, not in this case. Mirrors are an important sacred symbol in Shinto and Japanese mythology. There are many theories about the significance of the mirror. It reflects everything, including light and therefore symbolizes brightness and purity, which are very important in Shinto. It's also thought to be a symbol of the sun kami, Amaterasu Omikami.
What is that wand with all of the paper streamers on it?
That's a haraigushi. The priest waves it in front of people and objects to purify them.
And on the left there inside, is that a taiko drum?
Yes. When priests are offering prayers, they often play it. The taiko drum groups that are popular these days use the same kinds of drums, but they are originally used for religious ceremonies.
What are these big animal statues in front of the building?
These are called komainu. They are guardian lion dogs that protect the kami. Komainu were imported from China through Korea in the 7th or 8th century. Let's go around the left side of the building. There's something that I want to show you.
Sure. Oh, I really like the pointy things on top of the shrine building's roof.
There are different architectural styles for Shinto shrines. That's a common mark of the Taisha style. Kumano Hongu Taisha, a famous shrine in the mountains close to here, used to have the same layout and styles of buildings as Tokei Jinja. There was a flood and three of the buildings were washed away. So here in Tokei Jinja, you can see what the Kumano Hongu Taisha used to look like, although it's a little smaller.
Hey, what are those wooden plaques over there?
That's what I wanted to show you. They are called Emma. Emma means horse picture. Historically, horses were very important, so people wanted to get them as offerings, but they were expensive, and people needed them for daily life. So they started giving pictures of horses. They eventually changed into this shape.
It looks like there's writing on them.
Yeah, people write their wishes on them to ask for the help of the kami. Things like good luck in an upcoming exam or good health.
Can I write on one?
Sure. They sell them on the other side of the shrine grounds, as well as other good luck charms and amulets.
Great. I wonder what I should write.
Well, please relax and enjoy the special atmosphere of Tokei Jinja while you think about it.
Thanks.